Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think I finally exhausted Kenny Pickett's aunt, by the way. She just stopped responding. That felt like a win.
I'm going to hope she just went on a power walk, because I feel like she had a lot of energy to battle back and forth with you
and
all day
and
long.
And then I think it was, because I didn't respond in words. I just responded in like GIFs or memes.
Oh, so it's yeah, like, that's hard to get
it,
back to.
It was Kenny Pickett fumbling and then as the Eagle. And then it was Kenny Pickett. It was in a tiny baby hand next to a grown man's hand.
Yeah. How is she going to win that response?
You're not.
You can't.
You're not. But we wish her well.
Yeah. Has the other Kenny Pickett Pittsburgh fans calmed down at least?
I think he might have blocked me.
Well, that was the right move. You really did insult him. I mean, it's not like you were nice to him.
He called me a classless moron.
I know, but you also, it's not like you shied away.
No, I returned fire with fire.
I know.
I simply said that his facial hair looked like it had been other hair glued on.
Yeah.
I just asked him how long that took.
Okay.
Because that's what it looked like.
And his response then was to block you, which is funny because if I was a person on Twitter that, I mean, you have a job, you have your name associated and attached to all this. Like, he's got nothing. I would respond with all sorts of things if I were him.
Most people I refuse to block out of principle, because most of you are not going to say anything that's really going to hurt me or upset me. The things I actually block on social media anymore.
Yeah.
I despise when people post graphic videos. Not those videos. Those ones are okay.
Are we playing on the For You tab now?
No, like there was a video of some person having to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
And somebody had the whole video. And I just saw the first two frames, and I was like, what do we do? Like, this is not what this thing is for. If you want to watch macabre videos, that's smut. If you watch people get hurt or maimed, that to me is just, or especially animals, like that to me is disgusting.
Well, the worst thing is that, so with the For You page, when you refresh, obviously it's just going to be a wild card of things that could pop up. And you always have those moments. I don't even have this. So like when Keith walks in, he's looking at my computer if he wants to. And there's been a couple times I haven't hit the refresh. And then I'm like, no, what? No, I'm not just looking at, oh, come on.
So
like I had no chance.
So there, I'm not even going to give the hints on this. You already know what it is, because I've told the story off air. There, we all send each other funny GIFs, funny memes, stuff. You know, we all chats with each other. We like, and by the way, not just us, but like with people in the media or people in town or friends, whatever. And there's somebody who once a week sends me something that if I don't look into what it is before, I just click in blindly.
Yeah.
It ruins my algorithm because it's a very specific thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the problem is that the reason why I say it wrecks my algorithm, it doesn't bug me that pops up because I'll just skip past it, but I'll be sitting with my daughters in a chair, we'll be cuddling and looking at reels, and like every 6 reels will be this thing, and it'll just
your
be
daughters
like,
probably think you have a real problem.
No, my dad, why is that in your algorithm? I'm like,
I couldn't even imagine.
I'm like, and I'm like, I'm tempted. I've actually shown Vanessa this person's DMs to me to prove the point that this is why this is in my algorithm.
She knows you still got to click on it at some point, you know.
Well, no, because he doesn't send every one of those, but one out of every 4 is.
I'm just saying.
Because he sends me good stuff. I know I even gendered the person. They send me good stuff, and like stuff that makes me really laugh, but one out of every 4 things is something I have no interest in. They just scroll past.
I'm going to switch back to the following tab. That's what I'm going to start doing here. We're back to the unfun following tab.
Live life dangerously.
The For You tab is just the wild, wild west. I don't need that in my life right now. I go on streaks. Like 2 weeks of that, and then I need to de-cleanse.
Are Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski still tied at the hip?
I think so. I'm curious to find out the people that think that there's a scenario that exists out there where one keeps their job and one doesn't, and then in what order that is. I think Andrew Berry has had such a rough stretch here. I could see a world where Stefanski keeps his job and Berry's the one that is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really find it the other way around, where Berry stays, but then Stefanski's the one that's gone.
I think that's the most likely one. You know where what the season like, could
so that,
be.
That would suggest, Nick, the only way that it works, that would suggest that he absolutely nailed this draft class.
Or they think player development is more of a problem than who they're drafting. Which is a fair.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think it's still up for debate. I don't know if it's real because it's really tough to tell. Is it player development or you just don't know how to draft?
I mean, after a certain point, I just have to call it. I have to call a spade a spade.
But at least with Andrew, you can go, well, he's made 3 first round picks in 6 drafts, one of which was a top whatever pick. You know what I mean? Or like there's a part of me that I can understand the past. So for me, I actually think that the thing that everybody blames on Jimmy Haslam, to me, might be the thing that ends up creating just enough separation between Stefanski and Barry to lead to the to where this thing could go if they're not a package deal. And that's Shador. I think Kevin Stefanski, I think Dylan Gabriel was a Kevin Stefanski pick. You know that. Everyone knows that.
Right.
What I probably haven't said enough is I don't buy the Jimmy Haslam thing with Shador. I think it was Andrew Barry. I think Andrew Barry looked at this. I don't know. I think Dylan Gabriel was a gimme to Kevin Stefanski because I think Kevin Stefanski loves Dylan Gabriel. And saw the way Kevin reacted with that draft pick, I think that's how he really feels about him.
I mean, they've tried telling us that a million different times in a million different ways that it was not Haslam that stepped in there. I don't believe it. I still think it was Haslam.
And I think the only way Haslam was involved, I think once they got in the fifth round, I think Andrew saw that Shador was still there and thought, project, no project, dad is an issue, no or not. That is an incredible value. I think they are one of the teams that had a second-round grade on him. And I think Barry said, you got your guy, I got my guy. And where I think this could become a divisive thing is, I do think that Kevin likes Dylan Gabriel more than Shador. As much as Kevin likes to play Mr. Neutral, and I'm not trying to say this in a bad way. Kevin's a human being. Kevin has favorites. There's not a coach that I've ever met that doesn't have favorites, even if they're good at not taking that out on the players involved.
Mm-hmm.
They're human beings. They're not wizards. They're not computer programs. And I think that could be the friction point where if the front office thinks Shador's ready or is the right guy at some point this season and Kevin wants to cling to Dylan Gabriel, I could see that being the thing that that weirdly enough is the thing that ends up splitting them apart.
I mean, I could see a world where Stefanski does get the best out of one quarterback this year, and then that's enough where it's like, all right, if it was Kenny Pickett in particular, because Andrew Barry gets no credit for Kenny Pickett in that regard, but Stefanski would get the bulk of the credit attached to that, and then the two of them.
The organization or the...
The organization and the NFL. Basically everyone.
I think because of Kenny's ties to the Eagles, I think Andrew gets a lot of credit for that.
Oh, I just don't know. Because right now I look at Kenny Pickett like a lost cause. If he was all of a sudden... All right, so is Kenny Pickett the one way that the two of them are for sure attached? Is that what you're suggesting? Because he gets credit for the Eagles association, and then Stefanski would then get credit for building him up?
Yeah, I think that's okay. But even Joe, I think there can be
some
mutual.
I'm going one after the other here. All right, so Joe, how does Barry get credit for Joe?
No, I think they both kind of get. I don't even know they get credit. They just bought him in. but they get credit for Joe if Joe wins, and like wins more than people expect. If you're a 9-win team with Joe, and Vegas said you were a 5.5-win team, everyone gets that credit.
If Gabriel's great, then that was a Stefanski guy, as you believe. And then Stefanski would have then built him up into being much more than what basically any draft analyst said that he could be.
I think right now there might be natural tensions that emerge between head coach and GM. Those are natural. Guys, they're not always best friends. They might talk a lot. They don't always agree, even if they're both sensible, good dudes. So the scenarios in which I'm looking at that there's, and I don't even suggest a riff, but where there's enough tension where instead of throw them both out, or how do I choose between these? I can understand that if there are favorites between the front office and the head coach on two rookie quarterbacks, that if you're losing and you have to go to a quarterback and there's disagreement there, that is the kind of thing that can breed the right scenario where one guy gets fired and the other doesn't, especially if the guy plays the guy that the front office doesn't want, and then that guy plays poorly.
I'd be surprised if he was able to actually play the guy that the front office doesn't want.
Are Barry and Stefanski still a package deal? 5 minutes from now, the lead on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.